I like to say that I'm infested with rabbits over here, but I got quite a few. But they're not scared at all. I mean, if I go outside and, like, you know, charge them, just run a little bit, they stop after about 10 feet and they just look at me.
Hey, copy that. Whatever, growing up, whatever came into my yard, I tried to make friends with, you know. And it was rather interesting to see these animals, how they end up, let's just say, complying with our wishes, you know. The best one of them all, we had this mother robin. About that, we always had some robin every year would build a nest by the downspout where it meets, you know, the house. Well, this one, every morning I go to work and I say, hi, Mrs. Robin, you know, have a good day, come back. Now, we were putting water out for her, fresh water every day, fill her odds and ends. Well, it got to the point that now she's feeding her chicks, right? Well, I'll come home from work, and I see that she's looking for worms and that, so I get out the garden hose and I start hosing part of the lawn down, right? Well, it got to the point that when I would do that, and she did that two times when my dad was with me, she'd come by, land by her feet, and just stand there. You know, I'm like, well, we didn't teach her that. We were just trying to be nice, right? And there's some other stuff to the story which was rather interesting, but that was our first sign that, hey, you know, somehow she's talking to us, and we've got a friend here.
Yeah, they can learn a lot, and, you know, I used to feed all the birds. I had those suet feeders and the regular seed feeders, but I was attracting too many deer and too many raccoons, so now I just got my hummingbird feeders up, and nobody bothers those. The deer, you know, I couldn't figure it out. I put out a full thing of seed, and the next morning it was all gone, and I finally figured it out. The deer were getting over there and sticking their tongues in there and slurping all the seed out of there. So I put a cage around it, and that stopped them for a while, but then the raccoon figured out the cage, and he would, you know, he would take it all apart.
Hey, copy that, yeah. Those raccoons are smart. And I had a neighbor that was just getting so upset because they were always getting into, her garbage, stuff like that. Dad makes a joke to her. Says, you know, if you make friends with them, they won't be doing that. So she started leaving some table scraps and so forth. Next thing you know it, nobody's trashing her garbage anymore. Yes, she's got somebody that comes by every night and cleans the dish out. And I guess old Rocky figured that dish was for him.